today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Remember, we had alleged that Rob was being seduced by his boss at the time from the Office Furniture Place.
Yes.
Because he wined and dined him in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you were like, now I remember you were climbing the food chain of that company.
Sleeping his way to the top.
You were doing the casting couch. Come out with me on a business trip, and
I'll have two days of R&R.
Yes, let's lie in bed together and have a continental breakfast, and you're going to be a vice president when you come back.
Rob, you'll take comfort that before in our pre-show meeting that Mike already called Rob Ford a hack.
Oh well, you know what? Thank God he's coming around to seeing what we've already known.
Okay, there he's coming back. Happy birthday, Rob!
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike O'Mara. It's a Friday Fest here on the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to share with everybody, you know, it's a really, really big weekend. You better pay attention to those clocks because, you know, it's daylight savings time right now.
It's Friday.
You know what happened?
This weekend?
What happened?
Daylight saving time?
We spring forward.
I can't wait.
Daylight saving time.
Spring forward to daylight saving.
This weekend?
What have you got to lose?
So we lose an hour, right?
We lose an hour on Sunday.
We lose an hour of sleep.
Sorry.
Set those clocks an hour forward.
Hey, everybody. That's that exciting music that's telling you you lose an hour of sleep this weekend. That's right. And for those of you that listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on its very long tail. By the way, speaking of tail, we're going to have tail stories today on the Mike O'Mara Show. A tail story that's going to wow and rock your world. But hey, everybody, it's daylight savings time,
it's
Friday.
You know what happened
this weekend?
What happened?
Yeah. Daylight saving time.
What?
We spring forward.
DJ. No, have a guy go frustrating, even though it's meaningless. Stupid. Stupid DJ. Stupid ass DJ. Low education levels. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you today? I start the show today by apologizing to Rob Ford, who has gone above and beyond the call of duty, and I mean duty, and came in with an audio vault. I had no idea because I did an audio vault. And we both sourced it the same way that Rob sources a lot of his audio vault, and we both were prepared, and I know that was probably disappointing to you. So I say thank you, but what is the first rule of the communications business? The first rule of the communications business is communication. And, you know, that would have been, you know, Rob painstakingly puts that together, and I tried to duplicate that today. That took 6 minutes of my morning that I could have gotten back. If you had been able to share with me that you had done it, because we kind of sourced the same thing. I'm so excited.
In fairness, the title of your segment, Rob Ford,
Rofo's Sound Chamber.
Okay, Rofo's Sound Chamber, that was spawned roughly 8:30 p.m. last night here at Podcast Village.
Oh, how do you feel about that name, folks? You like that? No, they're not liking it. Well, they're not liking the route that, you know, I'm sorry, what?
Well, I have something that might change your mind on that. This would be how the segment would open.
Okay, let's go.
It's Rofo's Sound Chamber.
Modern.
You know, it's Rob's birthday today. Rob's US birthday today. You know, and here you are just nipping at his heels. That is not cool. That is not, can you play that again, please? Please play that.
It's Rofo's Sound Chamber.
Oh, God.
This is good radio.
We're here. Rob is day two of the flu. I talked to him yesterday, and let us say happy birthday to Rob Spiewak. And what was Rob doing? Rob was up. I got up at 5 o'clock this morning. I think I came out to do show prep at about 7 because I tried to get some extra sleep. We had a terrible night in the O'Mara household as far as sleep patterns and stuff. I went to bed relatively early after we took my daughter to Iguanaria, and it was special margarita sangria night where they swirl the margarita frozen into the sangria mix. And I went, and then went home. Had a snack because that's what you want to do after you eat enchiladas is have a snack. And then I just crashed. I crashed like, I think my daughter and I were watching Silence of the Lambs because that's the family that watches horror movies together does well together. And then I just completely crashed. And then I was up wide awake at 5 o'clock, but I shouldn't have been because it was probably only about 6 hours of sleep and it was not enough for me. And then I went out. And I went out and my daughter was on the couch because my daughter originally was going to go into Michael's room and then we were going to set up a little bed for Michael on the floor because it's like camping and he likes that. Then Michael at dinner said that he wanted to sleep with his sister and his sister said, yeah, that's fine. I said, he's going to kick you. He's going to kick you all night long. And then she said, no, that's OK. That's OK. And they're all lovey to each other and it's wonderful. You know, the little 5-year-old and his 23-year-old sister. And they're just like, oh, it's a bonding. It's a warm, fuzzy moment. Then I come out at 5 o'clock because that's my drill. When I wake up earlier than Carla, who goes, please stop making so much noise. And I go out and I walk out into the living room and there's Catherine on the couch and I'm not going to bother her. So I go back in, I take my computer and I go back into the bedroom and I hear Carla go, make sure the light is low level.
You're like a refugee. You can't find a home.
Right. And I go into the bed and I turn down the thing and then I see battery low and I realize my charger is out next to the couch and I don't want to make a racket out there, so I finally close it at 5 o'clock and I try to get some sleep. At that point, tap 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 tap, little Michael comes in at 5:15 and comes into the marital bed and begins, and that is seriously, you might as well, what did they do in the Roman days? They'd sew somebody into a canvas bag with a wild animal. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. When he comes into the bed, he's the wild animal. We're not being tortured
awake?
Or anything.
Like, or is it like, oh, yes, daddy, he's awake,
mommy says this, yeah, Michael, it's too early, go to sleep. That's never going to happen. He'll lie down, he'll be quiet, but it'll be like.
Doesn't sound very quiet.
So I don't know where I was going with this, but I'm a little exhausted today.
Well,
you're
off your routine.
So the routine was off today. And then even with the routine being off, I said, I've never done an audio vault. Mm-hmm. Let me do an audio vault. It'll be fun. Yeah. It'll be fun. And if I can do it logistically, it'll be easy too. So we both did audio vaults today. But Rofo, I appreciate the initiative of you, you know, making an effort to
absolutely,
do that.
Yeah.
Ford,
this is great.
And your modern vault is just perfect. It's absolutely perfect. Did you?
His elements are good. His content, I'm not a fan.
Did you appreciate the constructive feedback and constructive in bold that Mike gave you when you're like, hey, this is what I pulled?
No, absolutely. And I learned another lesson from Mike. And, you know, it's.
I never use that.
Mine sucks.
Terrible.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Yours sucked a little more, you know? But
hack.
It did allow me.
You called him a hack.
Yeah, I called him a hack. Sorry about that. But it did allow me to find a hack opening for the show.
It's Friday.
You know what happened?
This weekend?
What happens?
Daylight saving time?
We spring forward.
I can't wait.
Daylight saving time.
Spring.
Isn't that exciting? That's
Don't
really.
Get to spring forward.
Daylight saving time.
It's Friday.
You know what happened?
This weekend?
What happens?
Daylight saving time?
We spring forward.
I can't.
Anyone listening to this show today will know. They will know that it's daylight savings time. How exciting is that? Isn't that fantastic? It's just, yeah. So I talked to Rob yesterday. Happy birthday, Rob.
Happy
How
birthday.
Old is Rob today?
He is 47 or 48. Which one, Pony?
Is he four? I think he's 48.
48?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
48 years young and dying.
Doesn't look at 48. Doesn't look 48.
Would it be ridiculous to call him and just say happy birthday?
I said we call him. Rob, can how about this? Can Rob be like, hi, Rob, it's Rob?
No, I'm not going to torture him, oh. Oscar, when we call him. I just think it's appropriate.
It's Rob from the Michael Mara
show. Because it's his birthday. And what I was going to say about Rob Spiewak is I wake up and I look at my computer and Rob Spiewak is posting like 4 hours earlier.
About
which
what?
Would make he's posting it at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock
about
in the morning.
What
about like everything because he's up? The NyQuil has had some sort of reverse effect. So what I'm thinking is now I don't want to affect his recovery, but I do want to say, happy birthday to him, just to make sure that we
I think
cover
a check
that.
In. I know, Mike, when I'm out and about and I get a call from the motherland here, the nerve center, the Mike O'Mara show, I'm happy to hear from you guys. I'm happy
and
to hear
if he doesn't
guys.
Answer, that's fine too. But he because especially he really is. He sounded so sick, but then he was up in the wee hours because the NyQuil. He said the NyQuil wore off. So, do you want me to bring that up, Pony, or do you have that up? Are you bringing that up?
He's up right now.
Okay, turn that up. Here we go. Calling Rob Spiewak to wish him a happy birthday. See if.
Hello.
Oh,
Rob, we called just to, we're going to let you go, but we called just to say happy birthday because we felt
happy
we
birthday,
had to.
Man.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Are you better than you were yesterday? I know you were up in the middle of the night posting on Facebook. So are you better than you were yesterday or how are you?
Yeah, I'm feeling my fever seems to be gone, which is great. I don't have the fever anymore, but
you do sound better. He sounded so horrible yesterday. The day he
hey, Rob, it's
today.
Ferris. I'm coming over.
Hey, go back to yes, go ahead.
The best thing yesterday, Mike, is when you said, hey, you just sound like S.
Yeah, I said that to Carla while he was still on the phone. I said, he sounds like S. And you sound like S today, but not as bad. Get some sleep. You were up in the middle of the night. So were you sleeping when the phone rang or were you awake?
I'm just laying down watching stupid television. This show, Superstore, is the worst.
All right. Well, I hope you feel better and try to get some rest this weekend. And
check in with us. Let us know how you're doing.
Did you have one of those reverse reactions to the NyQuil where you woke up after you took it?
Well, it was like I think I did 3 batches last night, and everyone got me about 4 hours. And it's so weird with NyQuil because when it wears off, you wake up and you're like awake.
Oh, my God. You sound so much better today. Yeah. I'm glad you're feeling better. At 48 today, right? Happy 48th birthday.
Yeah, thank you, guys, very much.
Rob, you'll take comfort that before in our pre-show meeting that Mike already called Rob Ford a hack.
Oh, well, you know what? Thank God he's coming around to seeing what we've already known.
Okay, there, he's coming back. Happy birthday, Rob.
Love you guys. Have a great day.
Love you, too. Bye-bye. Bye. There he goes. He sounds yesterday. I know he's got the
yes.
Yesterday was, you know, when someone's trying.
Yeah.
And by the way, Rob fed us a lot of stuff for the bonus show and still doing the spots and doing that.
He's
he wanted to make sure he was doing it. And it was so fun because he really was trying, but he sounded like total depth. So I'm very, very happy that we were able to at least reach out. And just because he's sick doesn't mean we'll change the policy on no gifts. But anyway, I wanted to say happy birthday. Happy 48th. Did you get him something? Did you get him something?
No.
Okay.
No.
We don't get gifts for each other anymore.
This mandate came down 2 years ago. And then
so we're fine with that.
It rolled into Christmas, and that was awkward. And I was like, "Oh, this is weird." Yeah, so
it was weird. I know you're very generous. I'm not. But anyway, so Rofo, good to have you here again.
Thank you.
It's made it much more seamless. Would you come in when he's gone next week? Would you come in when he's gone next week?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, it all depends on his workload. Because I'm not here as well. There's
Hold
another
on a
business.
Second.
You know,
this is the priority right here. This is the priority.
Mike, I can't speak for
this. This is the priority.
His salary comes from somewhere else. We gotta speak openly about this.
Do you think you'll be able to free up?
I will check the schedule. I'd love to get 2 days in.
Because he's gone. We're gonna talk about that. And so he's going away next week, not because he's got the flu.
I'm not going all week.
But I know you're not going all week.
It's Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, the tough days. The twofer. Hi, Captain Twofer here. We're doing that. I want you to talk about where you're going next week because it's a big adventure.
Look, there's 5 years ago, little Oscar, before I went to business school, dreamt of moving to Phoenix, Arizona and leaving this godforsaken place called Washington, D.C.
Yes.
And living there, living the rest of my days there, figuring out how technology would catch up with podcasting and broadcasting, and if one day could afford to do the show from two different places, actually three different places, because Rob was never going to leave Northern Virginia.
Right.
That is simply not the case because there are too many hoops.
Well, you got another business. Now,
yeah, yeah,
too.
But either the way, one he's just, working for. Even 5 years later, it's not. We think we have tech problems with Florida at times. Imagine three different and two different time zones and infrastructures.
It
right?
would be tough. It
yeah,
would be.
So we're not going to do that. Now, that doesn't mean they can't go on vacation. On March 16th, we were lucky enough to book an almost sold out Big O and Duke show at CB Live in Phoenix, Arizona. Capacity 300 people. The idea that 300 people could show up after not being in a market for 10 years is effing fantastic.
Well, that's a tribute to your Big O and Duke show online, your
yes,
podcast.
Yes, yeah. And when we were on in the market, I think we made our mark. Now, I get to, for the first 3 days, spend time with Shannon's family, which is going to be great.
Oh, because she's Arizona,
yes,
too.
Yes.
All right.
Her stepfather and her mother live, and her brother live in Arizona.
What about the sister?
The sister lives you mean the sister from the wedding?
The one that caused the uproar.
Okay, yeah.
Wedding.
Well, now she's my half sister now because by marriage because they got married. That couple got married. That couple got married.
All right, and they're like, are they up in the Pacific Northwest?
No,
is that where they are?
No, she's got like 20 siblings. The one that you're talking about, the problem child. Who I don't
the
know
problem child yeah. that made the scene at the
yeah,
wedding.
Yeah, yeah, that trotted around like a stallion. Yes. So. I'm going to see her. I'm going to see her next Thursday.
All right, hold on. We got a lot to cover. I want to talk about your Arizona trip in detail, all right? And I want to talk about Rofo today, and I want to tell my animal story. So when we come back, we will tell the story of Oscar going out next week to Arizona to do a live show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Oscar always manages to combine business and family and pleasure and stuff like that. And then we'll talk about everything else that we need to talk. We have a lot to cover on the show. It is a Friday show. Oh, and did I mention...
It's Friday.
You know what happens?
This weekend?
What happens?
What happens?
Daylight saving time?
We spring forward.
Spring forward. I can't wait.
Daylight saving time.
Yeah, I can get sounds. Start the show, Rofo. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey, you the guy from Ajax?
Yeah, you bet.
All right.
Who are you bringing the 8th? They're on their way. I'm the supervisor. I don't carry this stuff.
Supposed to have been here over an hour ago, boy.
Well... traffic with murder. You know, one of those manure spitters jackknifed on the Santa Ana? God-awful mess. You should see my shoes.
Woo!
Sandwich baby, huh?
Yeah.
Looks well used.
He's back and forth to Utah every weekend.
Oh, is that right? What is he, a Mormon?
I don't think he's doing a whole lot of singing with the Tabernacle Choir.
These executives, they live hard. You know what I mean?
Oh, I sure do.
This is Chevy Chase.
Hey, do us a favor, pal.
Name's Liddy. Gordon Liddy.
Gord, take a look at the 7th Fetzer valve, will you? I think it's been sticking.
Probably the humidity.
That's funny. No, what I think it is myself is the bypass line.
That could be the bypass line, yeah. Maybe I should take a look at it.
Gordo. Back here?
Don't tell me my business, boy. Just checking the luggage. Somebody ought to clean these windows. There is a tremendous buildup of gook all over them. Look at that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
All right, I understand the Gordon Liddy reference. We work with Gordon Liddy. It might be safe to say that Chevy Chase's material does not hold up over time.
Agreed.
It might be time to say that because his movie clips don't do it.
Was that a Rofo special?
No, that was a Spiewak special.
Oh, look at how joyful he is.
he shakes his body when he's like
very happy.
I might have to have a Fletch-free zone. By the way, old producer Charles Broyhill of the Don and Mike show, huge Fletch fan. Like, he thought it was the funniest thing in the world. Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, TMOS to our friends. If you're a first-timer, welcome to our longtime supporters. You keep it going every week, every year, every month. Thank you, thank you. Skaggsville, Maryland. Stockton, California. Mobile, Alabama. Goodyear, Arizona. Daylight Savings Time. Santiago, Chile. Reykjavik, Iceland. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Brought to you by Cornerstone. Breaking news from Cornerstone First Financial. Interest rates are down a full percentage point from their peak last fall. Thanks to the economy slowing down, the Fed has taken a less aggressive approach and implied there will be at most two rate increases instead of the four they had originally predicted. Rates are back around 4%, and with the spring home market right upon us, it's time to act. Whether you're buying, refinancing, consolidating debt, Cornerstone guarantees you the lowest rate. Work with the friends of TMOS and save some dough. They are now licensed in California, along with Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them at 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. They're right downstairs in the Podcast Village headquarters of the Mike O'Mara Show. Personal attention from application to closing, and we thank them. All right, let's get back to it, because Oscar will be taking a little trip next week. Mm-hmm. You still need to sell some tickets, so plug away.
Please, yes.
You will be at the venue at CB what time
Live,
in Arizona?
3 p.m. afternoon show. Doors open at 2 p.m. This is March 16th. You can get all the details at bigowendukes.com/Arizona. That's all okay. The details right there.
So you are, that is a Saturday,
Saturday
daytime
afternoon
show.
Yes, Saturday okay. afternoon.
Which, by the way, in these comedy clubs, many of them around the country have taken to doing podcasts in the afternoon and then having their stand-up guys come in yes. at night. And it's a lot of fun. And you're going to be out there. Drab going to be out there with you guys.
Drab's flying out for 3 days and flying right back.
Okay. And so it'll be out there. And
Chad, Drab, and Oscar.
Was this your brainchild? You're the Arizona guy.
Chad actually, I wouldn't say... In November, he said, look, my wife and I are going out for vacation for about a week in Arizona. It would be fantastic if we could do a show there. We did one a couple years ago.
Okay.
And then I started laying the groundwork with our contacts to see what was viable and what's possible. We found this wonderful club, CB Live.
Don't the Nationals train out there, too?
No. This is what's
train in Florida?
The Nats train in Florida.
They're in Florida, okay.
This is what's wild is that Chad has to go to, and if you're a sports fan, this is probably
sorry
perfect
about that,
for you.
Nats fans, and don't send me an email. You're, Mike, I can't believe that. I'm not a Nats fan. Red Sox fan. Thank you.
Thank you. We've clarified that. Right. Chad gets to go to, for the radio station, gets to go to Florida for spring training in Florida. And then okay. a day later, he gets on the plane to come to Arizona. And I think that Sunday, we're going to a spring training game all together, which is the best of both worlds.
Yeah, that's cool. Yes. And I'm going to be taking Catherine to a spring training game this weekend. So there's nothing like spring training baseball. So you guys will be doing the show, but you're out there.
I'm
so
getting there early for Shannon's family.
Okay, that's when you're going to knock out the family.
Yes. So
how you will do family like on Wednesday night, Thursday night, and then what, Friday night?
Wednesday
you'll be
night
like
we're burned.
Michael Corleone and you will be going out until 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, and
I hope that's
out.
The case. But what I realized about Arizona a long time ago is that if you get in there because of the time difference, you're either going to lose half a day or you're going to lose half a day of work. We get in mm-hmm. late. So if I'm not mistaken, I will be here Wednesday day show. And then I fly.
Oh, you are going to be here
yes,
for Wednesday
and then
show.
I fly out.
All right.
I'll double confirm that. But that's how I wanted to set up per my wife. I was like, I don't want to miss so many shows. And we will fly in at 10:30, 11 p.m. Phoenix time. And by the time we get there, it's going to be, what, 3 a.m. our time?
Not the funniest... I took a few trips to Phoenix, Arizona in one of my marriages. And when I was, I remember a couple of things. My firstborn, who is with me now, who flew in yesterday, who is visiting me, I remember Catherine had terrible trouble with her ears and pressure on a plane. Anybody that's ever had kids that have this problem, you know how horrible. And Catherine's like 10 weeks old. It was just,
like
and she was
a 5-hour
traveling.
Flight.
And the only thing that would help Catherine is that I would walk her up and down the aisle of a plane. I think she had flown one other time before. and they get turbulence all the way across the country, and they shut down the seating. And I remember, I'll never forget, there's this guy. It's back in the days where I had the big contract, so I flew in the front of the plane with the infant. And the guy, this guy goes, and Catherine's going, and the guy's going, and I remember finally I turn over to him and I go, I said, can you exhale a few more times? I'm doing the very best I can here. And I couldn't walk her. And she had, Catherine had trouble with her ears, had to get tubes put in her ears because of the ear infections that she had. And I remember that the other story that I remember from Phoenix, Arizona, where the airport says in giant letters, Valley of the Sun.
Still does.
And I remember landing in the most torrential rain you could ever imagine, and just looking at it, just coming down in sheets and seeing Valley of the Sun. Mm-hmm. But by and large, most of your weather out there is fantastic. And there's a Cocoonville element out in Arizona.
Yeah,
that's
the first time I ever understood what a snowbird was. I actually had to ask somebody, I said, what is a snowbird? Because in as a first-generation immigrant, we don't have those because we don't know anybody that's flying south or north, and we just live where we live. Right. And I think it was our program director at the time explained to me, he's like, there are people that are so wealthy that they come down from Chicago and they live here when it's cold there.
Yep.
I said, what? Mm-hmm. And then you saw it happen when you lived there. You saw it happen. The entire population doubled. The traffic got worse and the malls were stacked with people walking.
Did they tell you the full story of the snowbird?
No, I don't know.
That they come down there and live there and they get everything. Everything that they want. Everything. And if you make them wait for it, they pitch a fit because they get everything they want. These people, and by the way, the people that have the white hair now, who are, you know, as any of you that listen to this program, are really my new target. I will tell you, and I'm not talking about the drugstore. I'm talking about my target with the bullseye. I will tell you this. They get everything they want.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like to wait. Mm. They eat and drink and poop at the exact same time every day. You know what you want to avoid when you're going to these places? You know when you want to eat dinner? Eat dinner at 9 o'clock at night. You know what you want to do? You want to eat lunch at about 2:30 in the afternoon. Because if you go at 9 o'clock for breakfast, noon for lunch, or 6 o'clock for dinner, you are effed. Thank you. That's my snowbird thing. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying. So this is the itinerary. And her stepdad has been nice enough to take off work and figure out what he can finagle with short notice. Because my wife is still learning. You got to call people and let them know you're coming into town.
She didn't do that?
Told the mom, not the dad. Told the mom. Mom didn't convey, hey, they're coming in town. Because I was like, hey, it's going to be a tight schedule. And I want to see your parents. And I know you want to see your family. That's why we're going out
you
early.
You get along with her family, though,
yes,
right?
They're awesome.
Yeah.
They're right. Awesome. Right. The only issue is they live they live an hour outside of Scottsdale / Phoenix.
Do they live out in like Randy Quaid territory out there?
Yes. Yes.
All I know, Clark, is this garden's been. There's a Chevy Chase movie that I
beautiful home halfway to Tucson. Fine. I'm okay with that. Fine. We just got to drive.
That's sounding like rattlesnake country.
Yes,
and all that,
yes,
right?
Yes, 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 yes. Like you'll go out and drive and be like, no one's driven on this road in 10 years. It's brand new. It's never been like it just got paved. So
that's this.
I've not yet begun to defile myself.
That's out in that territory.
There are gaps of time. Like, I hope we have gas because we're getting there.
Is it because Arizona is still kind of a frontier, right?
Oh, you got
Phoenix, you got Phoenix, Scottsdale, you got Tucson.
Yes.
But then you got big chunks of the state where you're out in the middle of
nowhere.
Lot
of desert.
Are there critters out there?
Oh, everywhere.
I got critters on the brain because I got a great critter story.
So I really do. I implore, I ask, I beg, I say, look, I know you're not a big planner. I've made peace with that a long time ago. I need you to plan. This is family-wise, because her family, much like my family, they hang out with each other and just hang out at the house.
Okay.
But when you're an hour away, we can't just go willy-nilly back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
You gotta stay and stay
yeah.
the night.
Yeah,
and,
if we're going on...
what's your itinerary? You get in Wednesday night, you're going to stay overnight in Phoenix,
hotel.
Or are you going to go
right out?
Hotel
in Phoenix, yes.
All right, then you drive the next day.
First thing, daylight, straight to the parents' house.
Do you do everything for the live show like you do with ours? So will you have to be there Friday or something, or what?
Drab takes the majority. I will go in sight check. If he's coming in too late on Friday, either way, family's Thursday. Family day is Thursday and Friday, hypothetically, depending on what they want to do. Right?
Are you going to stay the night Friday, or are you going back to Phoenix on Friday?
So on Friday, it's up in the air, depending on what their parents are. I've invited them to the hotel. I said, you guys can come to the hotel and hang out at the pool, whatever you want.
They're planning on going to the show, do you think?
I've said the show is sold out to the family. Like, I don't need them there. I don't need that
that's
drama.
That's a good move.
Yes. They don't need that. They don't need... No, I'm not embarrassed. I love what we do. By the way, they would love it as well.
Why didn't you let them come to the show?
I don't need them hearing the stuff I talk about in front of them. You know, how can I slander my wife in front of her parents? I can't do that.
I never saw her. Mother O'Mara was never in the front row of one of my shows.
My sister was a couple of times.
It was a big deal for my sister last year to come to the show, but they know me. You know?
We're in front of the Big Owen Duke show at the State Theater. My parents were in the front row.
Your parents, it's a different story than when you talk about, you know, pep talks and
they wouldn't like that at all. Probably not. Not many parents would.
Disparage.
Hey, the truth hurts, Mike. The
princess.
Truth hurts. But look at the life I've given her.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
So
thank you very much. So you got it. I hope you're excited, right? You have a good time with them?
I can't wait. And then if we have time, Mike. I found a dealership in Scottsdale. Now, we're one car family, right? But I've been building cars online because I'm realizing I'm a two car guy. Like, I'm a two car family. Like, I'm tired of waiting for my wife to go to work. I'm tired of, like, I hope we get the car back. I'm tired of paying these. By the way, Uber jacked up their prices.
I understand, even in the city, it's tough. Yeah. You want to have wheels.
So I found
right here in Florida, we're a one-car family. We're a two-car family, but I got one that's a million miles away.
A sweet ride at a dealership, which I've already communicated with. And I said, well, I'll be flying in on Wednesday night. If I have time, can I swing through for a test drive on Friday afternoon?
You love the struggle.
What do you mean?
You love to kill yourself. You're coming out for 3 days.
Yes.
And you are servicing the relationship of your wife's family, which is a big deal.
Mm.
Normally, the way normal people do this, they normally, you know, devote all their energy to that.
Yes.
That is significant energy.
Yes.
Then you've got a live show, which for me
is a
tremendous endeavor. Mm-hmm. Even having my sister come out.
Yes.
And having one lunch with her and one dinner with her while we were doing the show was a big deal. It was a lot of lifting for me. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
You decided, well, you've got the family, that lifting, and setting up the live show. So let's throw in an automobile purchase just to make it a little more of a struggle.
More of a test drive, Mike. You can do everything online now.
But if you're doing it from here all the way to Arizona, it's got to be something where I know how you work. You have already... probably since this deal in your brain, you want to buy a car out there.
Well, first, wait a second. You're making me sound like I'm some sort of irresponsible mook.
No.
That's just walking out and says, oh,
you said
time.
You've been building cars, but they're obviously this dealership.
It's got
you
the right
have
paint.
A relationship,
it's got
right.
The right paint color of a scheme and two-tone inside the car. Like, I like what I saw. Now.
Okay.
Yeah, the color really affects how it drives.
Yeah, so...
Thanks,
good
Rofo.
Call, Rofo. Good call. The location affects the. How about this? The location of the vehicle, if it's in the Sun Belt, it affects because it's a used vehicle, how the car was maintained and how the elements have affected the vehicle.
Florida cars, Arizona cars, better
California
shape
than
cars in Minnesota or anywhere where they have salt and all the grit. I totally agree with
so
that.
So that's
absolutely
what draws me to these cars. If you recall, I bought a car off eBay. Like 6-7 years ago, a high-end vehicle from San Diego. Because I was like, they got no sun, no potholes. They're good
so
to go.
So you've researched this car online and you found it at this dealership and you're going to go
one
have
previous
a test
owner,
drive.
Mike. And they were
one
in Phoenix,
owner.
Arizona the entire time.
Was this a Carvana thing that you looked at?
No. But I do, one of my hopes, if we have time, they have in Phoenix, Arizona, one of the few Carvana car slot machines the buildings that you actually go in and you put the coin in. And
the real one?
The real tall one that you see in the commercials? Oh.
You don't put a coin in, do you?
Oh, you put a special coin in and then...
And they're like, I mean, it's real?
It's a tower.
Thing where you
it
see
is a
cars?
Tower.
A clear tower of like seven cars stacked on top of each
yes.
other.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
That, if that you is, see a picture cool. on Instagram with me in front of it, you know I made it.
Let me skip ahead because we do have to break here. In the event... In the event yes. that you settle on a car,
yes.
If you do, how are you going to get it back to?
You got to transport it. You got to transport it. Okay. Closed right. car transport.
Is this like a dream car?
Open
for
you? Car.
Is this like a.
This would
a
be.
Cool
this
car?
Would be the last car I'll ever, because I imagine family's on the horizon because time's a ticking. This will be the last.
Remember, I'm you. I've been.
This
you.
Is the last. Okay. If I can, if I will.
Won't be the
if
last it, car
if
you buy.
If no, this is the last car I buy for me.
Okay.
For me.
Can you text me what the car is? I won't say it on the air.
No, because then it's going to be disappointing if I don't get it. Like I'd rather just.
Can you just text me what the car is, what you're looking at?
Yeah, I'll text you.
Can you tell me, or are you uncomfortable telling me? This has got to be a cool car. Right?
What about the year and the mileage on it, since you said it is used?
15,000, 2015.
That's a good year, and that's a good mileage.
And by
that's
the way.
That's a lightly driven automobile.
Below average. Usually these cars have 45,000 yeah. miles on them.
Four doors or two?
Two.
Oh.
It's a sports car. It's a sports car.
Come on. Midlife crisis.
Is it a fast car?
Oh, yeah, and it loves mojitos.
Really?
Yeah, it screams Miami Vice.
Really?
Really.
All right, text me what it is. I won't. No, the listeners deserve this now. Tell me what kind of car it is. The listeners deserve it. You
no,
talked about it. The listeners deserve
I'm
it.
I'm never going to get it.
You're never going to get it? You think if you tell the listeners, you're never going to get it?
Well, I think I'm going to jinx it. I'm going to jinx the process.
What color is it? What is it? Yellow?
It's matte gray, like a dark matte gray.
Oh, matte gray. Is it a German car?
Yes, it speaks German.
I know what it is. Okay, wow, that's amazing. Man, he works hard. Reward yourself. Treat yourself. All right, that's all you get, German car, okay? You all have to figure out whether it's Audi Beamer or a Mercedes,
You'll be disappointed because, look, when you get married, there are some stakes in the game.
Or, I forgot, the P word, the Porsche. Ooh, das ist einen Porsche. Right, Tony, you think it's a Porsche?
Absolutely. A coupe?
All right, no. Let everybody speculate all weekend. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more. I'll tell you the wildlife story when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talked to former Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele, who talks about the scandals engulfing the White House, and he lays out a pretty grim vision of the future if President Trump is reelected in 2020. Political Persuasions with very special guest Michael Steele. Download it today.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Michael Steele has been in the game for a long time, and it's very interesting to speak to a dyed-in-the-wool Republican who feels the way he does about things going on, and really was fascinating because he is a smart guy and had no idea that he was a listener of the Don and Mike Show back in the day. We had a great conversation. If you have never listened to Political Persuasions, I urge you to download it and listen to it this weekend because it's a lot of fun talking about him, but it is a little scary. At least I got scared.
Can I give you
some
a compliment?
Of the stuff he was going to say. Yes, sir. Yes.
I listened to the episode, and you guys have been rocking and rolling with this show for a little over a year now.
Love doing it, really.
And
love doing it.
It did not feel like he didn't belong there. It felt like he belonged there, Michael Steele, with you guys.
Yeah, it was really.
Like it was very natural. If I didn't know you, I'm like these guys. I mean, they've hit a stride.
Yeah, Chris has just really been a delight to work with, and the last couple of weeks, I've come away being educated and just learning a lot about what's going on and had some interesting thoughts. You know, we talk about the game. We talk about the game of politics an awful lot, and it's really, really fascinating. The show is fun to do, and we need more of you folks to support it so we can get advertiser support for that show. We love doing it so much. We've done it over a year. We love that show. We want that show to continue, but it
the
does
work is
have,
being done. The work is being done.
it does have a shelf life if we don't, you know, gain the support. Best way to get advertisers are to get more people that listen to TMOS to jump ship and go listen to Political Persuasions. And you're not really jumping ship. You can listen to both shows and enjoy them. And it's an interesting take.
He's a
national voice.
Fact, Mike, the 2019 podcast data from Edison Research broke, and the average household, over 50% of households listen to podcasts, and an average is 7 different shows they listen to of those households.
Please do it. We really would appreciate that.
You've got time.
And,
slot Political Persuasions in.
Yeah, thanks so much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. I don't know much, but I do know this. I know that Harry's gives me the best shave of my life all year round, every time. Print it. Why not join the 10 million who have tried Harry's every day? Harry's is in my household. I love Harry's. I love their body wash. I love their razors. I love their face wash. I love their shave gel. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 Harry's products in my shower every day. It's that good. Harry's founders were tired of paying for razors that were overpriced, so they did it. They started their own company. And they knew that a great shave doesn't come from gimmicks like vibrating heads, flex balls, or handles that look like spaceships. They know that they fixed all of it by combining a simple, clean design with quality, durable blades at a fair price. And durable? You will not believe how durable these blades are. If you don't love your shave, let them know. Harry's will give you a full refund, 100% guaranteed. Get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with lubricating strip blade, and rich lathering shave gel and travel blade cover. Our listeners can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. Make sure you go to harrys.com/TMOS to redeem your offer and let them know we sent you to help support TMOS. You're going to love it. And boy, we've had a great relationship with them. We're very, very happy. So I talk about Florida wildlife updates all the time. My little guy is becoming Florida boy. And right around here, if there's one creature that we have more of, if you've ever been down to Southwest Florida, or maybe South Florida in general, I'm not sure because I don't know the East Coast very well. But if you've ever been down here, you know that we are inundated with these little creatures. Some might call them geckos, but they're really lizards, tiny little lizards. They're about that big, and they're called anoles, and I don't think they're indigenous to the area. One thing you learn also about Southwest Florida, nothing seems to be indigenous down here. Everything came out like on a banana boat and ended up hopping off the crate and getting into the ecosystem down here. But these little lizards are everywhere. They thrive down here. And I think they eat insects, so that that helps things as well.
They have great car insurance.
Yes, it's like, hello, mate. There we are. I'm the Geico gecko. And then TripAdvisor has the owl. And then the American people love their little animals that that are representing the big companies that take every last dime you have. Anyway, so there are these little anoles. And about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, Michael started to really be comfortable, not afraid of him or anything like that. So today, your boy, me, I'm out on the patio and I have my oatmeal.
You found refuge on the patio.
I found refuge on the patio. I'm just sitting there. It's a beautiful morning here in Southwest Florida. And I'm just sitting there, going to knock out my oatmeal, finish up my show prep, join you two boys, and get the day started. So I'm really, really just digging it. He's running around and he goes, oh, there's another one. And there's one of these lizards that is right up on the screen, the lanai screen. And so I watch him. It's fun. It's fun because he's not afraid of him anymore. He's a little boy. He'll probably have a whole menagerie of stuff by the time he gets to be 6 or 7 years old. And I watch him, and occasionally he'll come out and he's holding the thing by the tail. And you've always heard about these lizards, right? That they dislodge their tail when they feel threatened.
I've actually never seen it. I thought it was like an old
I've never
wives
seen
tale.
It either. I've been down here in Southwest. I saw it today.
What?
Oh, so he takes the thing, and all of a sudden, oh my God. And I look down, and he has held this thing by the tail, and the tail, like right up to its butt, has just dislodged from the lizard. And you're seeing this lizard with a little stumpy tail go tearing across the lanai. But that wasn't the good part, because the tail that has now been dislodged is still moving.
Yeah,
it's moving back and forth like a little snake. And I'm eating my oatmeal, and he brings it up on the table. I said, put that back. put that back.
Does he put it back to the lizard?
No, you just put it back on the ground, and then it slowly, I think, loses its whatever.
Does the tail grow back for the lizard?
The way I hear it is the tail does grow back, but not as long. So every time they shed a tail, if you get a lizard that's escaped a lot of different predators,
yeah,
you'll have the lead. And by the way, I'm sorry, if you think, and PETA, by the way, PETA, if you think this is animal abuse, I'm sorry.
He's five.
You know what we did with the lizard? We let it back out into the yard where it can be, where it can dig and forage and grow.
He's a good little ass. Into a, an Oli.
Yeah, he's got a forehead like a drive-in movie theater, but he's a good ass. So we let him out there, and it's very cool. This is on the heels of the Cuban tree frog that we saw the other night. And, of course, the biggest win of all for me, and not necessarily in this community because there's just too much landscaping and homes on top of homes, but out in the area would be a sighting of a Burmese python because they are so, we're not far away from, I can drive the Everglades in an hour and a half.
I saw the report on... It was actually the nightly news, Mike, of all places.
Really?
Or was it 60 Minutes? You probably know because we overlap on our viewing habits at this point. That the Burmese python is such a disaster in the Florida ecosystem that now the Wildlife Association is paying people per Burmese python when they bring them in, like a bounty.
They have hunts. They have hunts down there, and they go. Now, they're not necessarily all killed, but they bring them captured to sanctuaries. Yeah. But they are devastating a lot of the wildlife down here.
But they have no predator. They have no equal.
But that brings up a conspiracy.
Here we go.
That a lot of people are thinking of when they have these bounties on animals.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a bounty on an animal, it sets up a whole trade of people who will farm these animals just for the sake of turning them in. So you're going to have a lot of pop-up Burmese python farms in Florida just for the sake of turning them in. It happened in France a couple years ago when they were trying to get rats out of, I think, Paris. Like 30 miles outside of Paris, there were all these rat farms, and people were just growing these rats, breeding them, bringing them turning them in and catching in a couple bucks.
There are two things I'm suspicious of. First of all, I could see that happening, and I believe that because everybody's always trying to find an angle. And another thing, when you hear about these controlled hunts, or, you know, go out there and thin the herd. Like, didn't they just lift something on the wolves that the hunters are all excited about?
Mm.
Look, yeah, I've known hunters my whole life, and I get pissed off every time. I piss people off every time I say this, all right? But there's a guy, might have been a comedian, that was talking about hunters. And you always hear hunters, you know, it's just such a fine time. It's not really out there. The hunt itself is the outdoors and smelling the air and stuff. And this comedian said something. Make no mistake. They like killing things. They like to kill. We're human beings. But, to kill.
There are a lot of us that like to kill. I mean, I feel like I look at that species, and I could be wrong, in a different light, where if it's destroying the ecosystem and there are other species that are just going away,
right,
then there's a problem.
I haven't read enough about it. And if I read more on it, I could probably be more educated to talk about it, but I'm not going to. But I am always suspicious when people say, oh, they're destroying this. Here's where they are. I always think that human beings like to create a little more panic with that.
Mm.
But if you believe these little red maps that show how influential these, because apparently they breed ridiculously.
Oh,
they're breeding all the time. I just don't always trust that, because I think that's fear-mongering to a certain degree, but I'm not sure. And I know that invasive species are just that. They're called invasive species because they can come in and they can thrive. And the Burmese python, from everything I have read, thrives more in the Everglades than anything.
We had a similar situation here, not as terrible, but it was a big, big deal. And it wasn't the chupacabra. What was the...
The snakefish?
Yeah, that had little teeth.
Oh, the snakehead.
Snakehead.
The snakehead. People were trying to get... What's the deal? Are they, from everything I read like 5-10 years ago, the snakehead should be... That's all you should be able to catch now in the Potomac River.
Well, the first snake... I remember when the news broke because it was a big deal, and I had been working at WHFS at the moment, And it was the first snakehead was found in Crofton, Maryland, in a pond.
I remember it. And I remember when they caught it. It was a nasty looking thing too. Like it looked like a piranha.
Yeah, but with the body of a snake and little fins that could walk on land.
Right.
And I remember I was like, how does nature find a way? And then they had all these conspiracies that there was an Asian restaurant, it was a delicacy, and someone threw it in there or brought it back over on the plane. Like who knows?
They're tasty, yes siree. Yes,
so sir. For me. I haven't heard about the snakehead in like years. No one's even mentioned. Like, it's so not even in the news anymore.
They didn't take
anymore.
Over and kill all the bass and all
but
that
the pythons
stuff
have just gotten worse as far as the news is concerned. Because I'll see that in my feed once in a while. I'm like, oh, still rocking in Florida.
Well, they also can. I mean, if you get the big ones like down in South America and places like that, you do see. We've all seen the picture of the guy where they cut open the Burmese python and you see the red shorts or something. It's a human. Who knows? I drink with rednecks occasionally. Maybe I can go out on a snake hunt.
Aren't you?
That would be fun. Go down with a Florida cracker. That'd be a lot of fun.
Aren't you vigilant though when you're out with little Michael because he's near the water. He's hanging out.
We have alligators here in our lake, and we literally don't let him outside. Okay. Even when he's with me, we don't let him outside. And
like
the
Truman
bush
Show.
Out here, right near where I saw the Cuban tree frog, one time there was a tail going up into the shrubs. We've got shrubs that hang on the garage. This kind of tree thing that's there, and I heard. And I have no idea what it was.
It was a Fort Myers python.
The Fort Myers python was at a nightclub that I went to one night. Yeah, she was lovely. We have to take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll dive into the whole Rofo thing one last time because God knows when he's going to be here again. We'll take a break and we'll be right back.
TMOS Yak Shack.
Oh, it's me, the one at home. Paulie, I have a special announcement for the P1s of the Mike O'Mara Show. You can now leave a message for the boys at the TMOS Yak Shack. Dial 888-920-6673. All comments, criticism, and praise will be welcome. But please, don't give us your life story. Make it short and sweet. So call the TMOS Yak Shack 24/7 at 888-920-MORE. And Mike just might air your message on the show. The TMOS Yak Shack.
Yak Shack.
Now get to yakking. Back to you.
Where'd he get
Mike?
The Yak Shack jingle thing? Where'd that come from?
If Paulie's not taking pictures of food, he's making production for the show. God bless him.
Thank you, Paulie. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Carla's at the finish line with her open fit program for the 80-day, what is it?
80-day
obsession.
Yes.
Getting fit and staying healthy, always easier said than done. Am I right?
Right.
Well, Open Fit is bringing you something new that makes it even easier to never miss a sweat session. Lose the commute to the gym and let the workouts come to you. 80-day obsession is Carla's, and she's at the finish line. 80 days. My bride has been doing it. She's wrapping it up today. Open Fit is personalized to your needs with custom-tailored original content, and Open Fit classes are led by some of the most effective and engaging trainers in the world. It's super simple. Just press play, workout on your schedule. Open Fit has changed the way Oscar and Carla work out, and with just the code TMOS, you can join them on a fitness journey personalized just for you. Look at Oscar. He's wearing sport coats now.
Rob
again,
like
use
it.
The code TMOS and start using Open Fit for your journey to a healthier life. Right now, during the Open Fit 30-Day Challenge, our listeners can get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to Open Fit, where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days when you text TMOS to 30 30 30. You will get full access to Open Fit, all the workouts and nutrition information, totally free. Again, just text Open Fit. I'm sorry, text TMOS to 30 30 30. You guys are real blurry right now.
Blurry, really you look great.
Do I look great?
You good. Look
Welcome
great.
Back
great.
To the show. Whoa, whoa. All right, Rofo. So we covered the personal life. I'm glad that things are going well for you and Tina, your lady.
Tina.
What's her name?
Emily.
Christina.
Christina. Very nice. Emily.
Yes.
You're happy at Podcast Village. The last time I really checked in on your career, you were double dipping as a furniture warehouse guy, right? You were doing that kind of work?
Corporate office moves, right?
Yeah, I was in the office furniture business, mainly doing a lot of cubicle installations and office moves and that sort of thing.
That would kill me. That would absolutely kill me. That would be, because it's a lot. It's like, that to me would be like putting stereo cabinets together all day long. But I would be, yes.
But it all depends on the way you look at it. Remember, we had alleged that Rob was being seduced by his boss at the time from the Office Furniture Place.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
He wined
and
dined him in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you were like, now I remember. You were climbing the food chain of that company.
Sleeping his way to the top.
You were sleeping. You were doing the casting couch. Come out with me on a business trip, and
I'll have two days of R&R.
Yes, let's lie in bed together and have a continental breakfast, and you're going to be a vice president when you come back. So what happened to that job? What happened to what you liked that job, right?
I enjoyed that job a lot, and a lot of it had to do with the boss. He was a great guy to work with.
I bet he was.
I learned a lot from him, and he was very generous.
I bet he was generous. generous in the sack. No, I don't know.
Because look, in fairness to us, the picture that was painted and the story that was told to us is that they arrived 2 days early for a corporate government move in the greater San Francisco / Oakland area, right?
Oakland.
Mm-hmm. And as soon as they get there, this man, this dreamboat, takes Rob to a national park, shows him the beauty and splendor of which park?
This was a Muir Woods with the giant redwoods.
Yeah.
And we had a nice hike through the woods and saw the trees.
I'm not going to get in trouble. In this day and age, you have to be very careful. But I'm not going to talk about the fact that, you know, I watched Something About Mary. So aren't roadside parks... Aren't roadside parks known?
It's a lifestyle choice sometimes, Mike. It's been known. I get it.
Come out with me to the park that's off the interstate, and I'll show you things you haven't seen before.
And then you went where?
And then we went to the San Francisco boardwalk. I hadn't ever had a Dungeness crab? Is that the
Dungeness crab?
A Dungeness crab
at that Fisherman's Wharf down there. I've been there. It's a beautiful place.
It was a beautiful vista. We had the crab and then some appetizers, and he paid for everything. Yeah, it was very nice. We had a nice vista of the bay. We saw Alcatraz there, and it was a beautiful day, nice and clear, because San Francisco,
I know exactly where you are.
It can be very cloudy, but this was great. And
that's lovely. Yes.
And then we went.
Oh, no, Rob, what's going on, man?
I thought you were playing some lovely music.
Yeah, it actually did kind of work.
Yeah, it did work. It did work.
Well, I can play it too. Yeah. Go ahead.
And then we walked down by the boardwalk. He took me to like an old timey arcade, and he
oh my god,
he put like a $20 bill into the machine and got me a lot of quarters, and he showed me all his favorite games at the arcade. And then
okay, how old was he?
He's I guess about 55-ish, mid-50s.
He's alive.
Maybe.
He's alive.
Mid-50s. Yeah, I'd call him looks-wise. He was an actor in a previous life, and he, I'd say, a poor man's David Duchovny.
Really? Oh, so he's an attractive man.
I'd say so, a little short, but definitely, definitely has an actor look about him. Another
problem. Keep himself fit?
Mostly for the most part. Yeah, right, yeah.
Just curious.
You never mentioned
you.
Maybe he likes a different type of guy.
He's a bear. He likes bears. Rofo's a bear. I don't know.
I've always relied on my personality.
There you go.
Right.
This is the first time we've heard of the arcade. This is that you omitted that last time. Why did you omit that last time you told us?
I don't know. I think it's just because there was so much that was going on in that trip.
Okay.
So if you ask me about it again in a year or so, you'll probably get more details.
Did you black it out?
So after the arcade, so when did you leave the company?
I still technically have a foot in the door. I actually worked on a job with him. I'd say a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It was an overnight trip in the Chinatown area of DC, local. But there was a snowstorm that was maybe forecasted, so he wanted to be safe and get a room for the night.
Never told us this. This is what I get from Rofo. Hey, man, once in a while, like, I don't want to let my guy down. He asked me if I could help him out with this.
He's a dedicated guy. Like, he's helping us this week.
Which is sweet.
Dude.
Yes, which is sweet. Never mentioned an overnight.
Yes,
he just left at 3 o'clock. Who is calling you?
I have no idea. And this phone is on silent. I don't know what's going on.
Take that phone out of here.
Jeez.
Maybe it's the guy.
It is.
Maybe
not.
It's the guy from the furniture place.
I hope so. I'll take his call.
They left your MeUndies.
What would you do if, like, you got a voicemail and say, "How dare you?" How dare you? I was nothing but nice to you.
Okay, so you sleep together. What happens?
We did not sleep together. There were separate rooms, but there was a nice hotel room.
Let me ask you this.
Yes, yes.
Does your radar go up at all when the guy's like, hey, man, it may snow, so let's get some rooms?
No, not at all, because I think he's a good businessman. He wants to plan. As a businessman yourself, you know that there's a lot of different variables that can go on, and you don't want to
like
ruin the
guy.
Job. I like the guy, and, you know, after the first day
of
work.
I'll come out and ask you. Do you think he's attracted to you?
No, not at all. I really don't. I think he's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy, and you enjoy working with him, and you work hard, and he likes
that. If that was your proclivity, would you be into him?
No, probably because of the age thing. Because
a little too long in the tooth for you. Probably.
Well, I wouldn't be able to envision a long term life together because of the age difference.
All right, he's honest, Oscar. He's being honest with that. And well, it's good that you keep it. You don't burn bridges.
No,
wonderful. He doesn't burn bridges.
Absolutely not. Yeah. After the first night of working, he took me out to a nice Chinese dinner in Chinatown. And
in Chinatown, yeah. You mean the most recent project that you worked on together.
Yeah, and it was a cool place. They had a big karaoke stand. And
he likes your company, just like I liked your company when I took you to the hockey game.
Absolutely,
you're a pleasant lad to be around. Until we sat in the chairs together, and it was like shoulder to shoulder. It was like going across the Bay Bridge when you and I sat down next to each other. But other than that, because you're not as heavy as I am, but you're wider than I am because you're a big guy. Shoulder to shoulder, a very big guy. But this man, you still have a good relationship with.
Yeah, absolutely. And occasionally,
has he ever listened to you on any of these programs at all?
Oh yeah, he is actually a big fan of the Mike O'Mara Show and Don and Mike when it was on the air. And I actually think he might have delivered stools to you like 20 years ago. To the radio station.
Oscar, I can't help it. Stools.
Yeah.
Stools is just funny. I just can't. I'm 59 years old and I still act like a 9-year-old.
This from the control room. And yes. You've got a packed house in there today. Rofo is a kidnapper's dream come true.
All right. We got a break. Oh, my God. Well, get some time away from Podcast Village when he's gone next Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
Because we'll bring you back in here, And by the way, let Rob sit in the Oscars chair next week.
You can run the board. That would be wild.
Why not?
You can show him how to run a board, yeah.
Be helpful. We'll take a break and come back with Oscar's take right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
No, it's Dan the Fan Man, back with the best price at the Dan the Fan Man Fanporium. At our numerous locations in Fanassus, Washington, Fan DC, and Fanganistan. Fans so great, you'll be dancing the Dan the Fan Man Can-Can. And don't worry, if you require a fan for the tropics, I speak Spanish.
Sí, por favor, cumple una exhibición de bonas para que pueda dejar de hacer estos promos para el hombre blanco.
Remember, if you need a fan,
I'm your man.
Unfortunately, the Mike O'Mara bonus show is only available
in English,
but it's always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
I still love that promo. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Me Undies. Is your underwear making you happy this very moment? Wouldn't you like to be wearing underwear that is so soft you feel like you're making love to an actual cloud all day long? Well, I've got one word for you. MeUndies! My MeUndies are seriously the most comfortable I've ever worn. BuzzFeed said that MeUndies feel like actual heaven against your skin. Ask Men said they feel like silk drenched in hand lotion. Always curious about that one. MeUndies uses the coveted micromodal fabric, which is a full 3 times softer than cotton. Imagine the guy in that, in that lab.
Oh, yeah. Say,
hey, Phil. Yep. It's 3 times. 3 times softer. Take that, big cotton. Plus, MeUndies gives you multiple style options for both men and women. Choose between classic colors, adventurous prints. Look out. For any first-time purchasers, when you order MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. Why wait? Get 15% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you will ever wear in your pants. To get your 15% off your first pair free, free shipping. And let me just say that again. To get your 15% off your first pair free shipping and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to MeUndies.com/TMOS. That's MeUndies.com/TMOS. And now, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take. Oscar's Take. Review and comment on the news of the day, as only our Bolivian Bloviator can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana do not necessarily reflect the views of our listening audience, the Mike O'Mara Show, or any right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, without further ado, it's time for Oscar's Take. Oscar? Do you want him to do the Oscar's Take?
I want you to do the Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Yeah, so Mike says it, then you say it. Yeah. Just like Rob Spiewak does.
It's, let's practice.
Yes.
It's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
No. Don't ruin this.
It's Oscar's Take.
Okay. Or anyway, you
want. One more time.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, there's
sounds
a company
perfect coming from him.
I like the delay. There's a company in Australia that's selling new scented candles that supposedly smell exactly like McDonald's cheeseburgers. It's called the Macas Run candle, because Australians call McDonald's Macas for short. They say it smells like a combination of beef, onions, pickles, ketchup, mustard, and cheese. They're on sale at greylines.com.au for about $20 plus shipping. Each candle has roughly 30 hours of burn time.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Gentlemen, thank
you,
Rob.
You have a take on this?
Yes, I do. Candles are meant to really enhance your overall experience in a home by adding this aromatherapy. I feel like two things are going to happen. McDonald's is going to sue this company, because there's no way McDonald's has signed off on it just for Australia. They would have done it here. And then two, for someone that, and this goes back to like the bacon candle, for someone that really needs this fix, if it's not a novelty item, it's certainly not mass appeal. Mm-hmm. You should look in the mirror. And if your waist size is larger than 44, you've got a problem.
Thank you very much. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, if you could take a half day, if you could take a half day at work every week and still get paid the same, which day would you pick? Almost 7,000 people recently answered the question in a new survey. Which day, if you could take, each day, your lightest work day, because we have weird hours in this, but if you could take one day of the week where you would be on a modified schedule, what day would
Friday.
It be?
Friday.
Among the majority, 75% of people said Friday because it would get you the weekend sooner. Monday was the second most popular answer.
Those people are selfish.
With just 7% of the vote, and only 1% said Tuesday. 6% said Wednesday. Wednesday. That would be the weird one for me because it would break the week up. Only 1% said Thursday, and 10% said they weren't sure. What's your take on this, Oscar?
The fact that there's even a study like this is the reason why our GDP is shrinking. We have a problem, people. Just work. Yes. If you're in Asia, yeah, I know that the economy's contracting with the exports and import situation. Just read about that this morning. I'll say this. They're still working 7 days a week. Now, their environment is a disaster, but they're working.
There you go. That's Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, Pete Davidson's new ink is too good to be true. The 25-year-old comedian got a giant tattoo of a unicorn along the span of his arm, and it appears to be his biggest one yet. Mm. A pic of Davidson's new body art was shared to Instagram on Thursday by New York tattoo artist Ryan Mullins, who works at Top Shelf Tattoos. The magical beast was etched onto his arm with blank ink. Pete Davidson in the news again that he's going to be a billionaire in 2 years.
He's the golden child, and... Yes. Look, the only thing I can think of, and I think every guy out there, and if you're at work, turn down the volume a little bit. There's this new movie on demand called Hunter Killer with Gerard Butler. It's about a submarine that hunts and kills other submarines. What Pete Davidson has in his pants is a hunter killer.
Thank you very much. That's it. And now it's what's her name? Kate Beckinsale.
Oh,
that's
yeah. Latest, yeah. She's got no shot.
You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar's Take.
Thank you, Rocco. If you have a big travel plans for spring break, TSA agents at Detroit Metro Airport is sending out a friendly reminder of what you can and cannot take with you on a plane. Hey, kids, listen up. Toiletries like shampoos or conditioners must be 3.4 ounces or less to be in your carry-on luggage. Bottled water must also be at least 3.4 ounces. What a pain in the ass that we do this. Haven't there been news stories about the fact that this doesn't really make a amount to anything? But anyway, TSA says it will make certain allowances if you're traveling with family or if you're bringing prescription medications, but these items like salve, but these items will require additional screening. Items that must be checked in include razor blades, bottle openers, large scissors, and tools like pliers and hammers. So, kids, before you go on spring break, remember that, please. Thank you very much.
Remember also, don't bring back any chirimoyas, any indigenous plants, any meats, as I've been through TSA enough times with my foreign family, and we always get pulled to the side, and they pick up a lamb leg from another country, or they pick up a fruit that doesn't belong in this country, and then I'm embarrassed because I thought we had assimilated. We haven't.
You know, the 3.4 ounces, Oscar, when they say that, always gets me. It's like, sorry, I don't have my digital scale with me.
Mike, it says on the bottle how many ounces. Like, it just, you turn around and look. And that's all you have to do.
Yeah, all right. Well, last time when I went to the Turks, I let it go.
Yes!
There you go.
Yes!
Now you know.
Yes!
That's where I went. That's where I went on my vacation. Now you know. A couple of people knew it. Yes.
Can I share something that internally has been bothering me?
What's that?
Do you feel like the Turks and Caicos is some glamorous destination that you just didn't want to share with people? Because I think people go there all the time. I think it's something that people go to.
Well, if you've been in the airport coming back on Saturday and seen the 38,000 people getting on two planes, I'd agree with you. Absolutely. So, no. Glamorous? Thought so. Not really. Anyway, that's the answer to that.
Thank you.
But I went to Walmart and I got the three little goo bottles, you know.
Yeah,
you
take the travel.
Shampoo,
travel
the mouthwash, and all. And I used them. I used them when I was down there. I'm pretty proud of myself. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, a Florida travel insurance company has awarded a Georgia high school teacher $10,000 for reading the fine print in a policy she recently purchased. This is according to AP. A square mouth statement says Donalyn Andrews claimed the prize 23 hours after the contest began. The St. Petersburg-based company says it launched the secret contest February 11th. Buried in the fine print was a promise of $10,000 for the first person to send an email to a specific address. Squaremouth says it planned to give the money to charity if no one read the pays to read notice tucked away in its policy. But it wasn't getting by Andrews, who tells the Tampa Bay Times she makes a point of reading the fine print. She said, the main reason I always do it is that I went to the University of Georgia and majored in consumer economics. So it's always been a passion of mine to be consumer aware and particularly not to be taken advantage of. I even read that HIPAA document they give you at the doctor's office, and she's $10,000.
It couldn't have happened to a better person, a teacher really, teaching us a moment, because how many times do you just hit agree and you never read, just move on, right?
I love it. I think it's the details.
Now, if it was like stock analyst, or if it was some hedge fund manager, I would be pissed.
Right. Yep. Yeah, it's a teacher that got it. And you're listening to Oscar's Take. And finally,
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, finally, like Krispy Kreme is dyeing its original glazed donuts green for St. Patrick's Day. All next weekend, March 15th to the 17th, while you're in Arizona, Krispy Kreme's most popular donut will turn into the original glazed donut. It's not just a layer of frosting. The seasonal donuts are actually made with specifically formulated green dough. Then they're just coated with the regular same glaze that you know and love. And that's what they're doing at Krispy Kreme.
We're a land of consumers. And especially if you grew up in the broadcasting world, you would end up inevitably at a bar with green beer that was garbage, but you drink it all day because that's what the sponsor wanted you to drink. And for me, I can't help but feel like I'm not better than that. I want a green donut. I want green beer. I want to wear the big hat. I know I'm Latino.
I
know
I'm not Irish. Yes!
Get out there, stimulate the economy, buy donuts, drink heavily, don't drive.
Yes, I love it. Thank you. That's Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. We will take a break, and when we come back, we've got a fantastic audio vault. I don't know why I said it like that. We'll take a break, come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Tom Rogal. I like to get my news anywhere I can.
That's why I love to listen to The Mike and Mira Show. And my favorite way to consume it is on Spotify. Because Spotify is young and cool. And I'm young and cool. Just like Chuck Todd. So go to Spotify and search The Mike and Mira Show. It's the best. Even better than a transistor radio. Or a hula hoop. TMOS on Spotify. I'm Tom Brokaw. And I'm old.
Thank you, Tom. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS bonus packages. Today's hot topic, our rebellious board op.
He loves calling you a board op.
Rob Ford. This is written by Rob Spiewak, by the way, who's dying, but he still managed to write this commercial. Rob Ford, a man with no reverence for management structure. Rob Ford, a gentle giant with a penchant for anti-authoritarianism. Rob Ford, a man with a plan. You see, the magic of Rob Ford becomes evident when you realize that even though all is well, a little Rob Ford in your life is like a magical bonus.
You see Rob writing this. Look at the silence on the other end here. And
a bonus is a wonderful thing. A bonus is super fine. Like the super fine entertainment of the TMOS bonus show. Choose fine, bitches. Choose extra fine. And extra content. Remember, the future of our show depends on it, so please buy our thing. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click the bonus banner, you'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please buy the bonus show, and remember, it's built Ford tough. Stick it to the man. That's a little message for you, Rob Ford. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Friday, March 8, 2019, and this is for all you potheads out there. All right? Got a little something for you druggies right now. Hey, druggies, listen. NASA took the light of all the galaxies from the Hubble telescope, and I don't ask me how they do this because I can't explain it, but they took the light images that they get from all the planets and the stars and the solar systems and all that stuff all over the galaxy, and they converted it into sound. And that sound is something, as you go into your weekend, that I think you may enjoy, like with a big giant fatty. Listen to what NASA did with the light turned into sound. And tell me if you don't think this would be great, wearing your tie-dyed T-shirt and enjoying yourself a little ging-a-winga. Hey, man. Happy Friday.
Mars is talking to me.
This is the sound of the galaxy. Galaxy sound. What do you think?
Do you think the Milky Way knows it's a chocolate bar?
There could be a whole civilization in that there chair leg. Wow, man! Anyway, thank you, NASA. We appreciate that. Moving right along on Mike O'Mara's Audio Vault. Let me just tell you that you guys are familiar with Vans, right?
Yes.
The shoes, Vans.
Yes. Skate them if you got them.
Are you aware of the Vans Challenge? Have either one of you heard of the Vans Challenge?
No.
Does that have to do with telephone poles?
No, it has to do with the fact that I don't know if it's true or not, but it is said that every time you throw a pair of Vans into the air, no matter what happens, they come down on the sole side. They land flat on the street.
I've heard that rumor. Is that taking over the internet now?
I don't know if it's taken over the internet, but I thought it was interesting that, a couple of guys out there, and they sound like they're serious about the challenge. They took the Vans Challenge to throw them way up in the air and see if they always come down with
like
right side up the way shoes. Let's listen and check out these two guys doing the Vans Challenge.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know who did it. I don't know why they did it.
Who did it?
But they said, word on the street is that if you flip these shoes anyway, they gonna land upright every time.
I think it's a lot.
We about to find out.
Let me see.
Google that. Oh! Hold on.
They landed upright.
Hold on.
It's the last test. Let's see.
It's an evil world.
Hold on.
I think they're gonna do it one more time.
What?
Second time was even more impressive for him.
As a younger man at WVU, I could see this going down with a few 40s and someone busting through the door and said, "Have you guys seen this?" And then we'd be all on the deck, and he'd be flipping a sneaker.
It makes me want to run out and get some Vans and throw them up in the air and then see what happens. Now, I love to share with our listening audience good deeds done by kids. This is not funny. This is not shtick. These are two kids that have a neighbor, and in the wee hours of the morning, like 4 a.m., they went to this lady's house and they shoveled her driveway, and this is the story of that. I think this is sweet, and this is a lady that had to get out of her driveway because she had to go to dialysis. This is a wonderful story. Listen to this piece of audio that I, Mike O'Mara, has gotten for you.
We stayed up playing video games, and I think we were all up 4:30, and I think we finished around 5.
And I looked out the front window, and I'm like, the whole driveway's clear. And then I found out from my husband that there were 4 of them with Patrick. Yeah, oh, 5? There were 5 of you?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Just wanted to help out his neighbor, help do some good, do a good deed.
Once we safely got to the house, no more driving, I think all the parents kind of relaxed.
The snow was getting lighter as we were shoveling, but it was still really cold. And
my mom was like, it's snowing out, you're not going out. And they kept calling me, and I was like, Mom, I got to go.
I came out here at 6 a.m., the whole driveway was completely clear so I could get out. And I did. And I got to dialysis safely. So he's a wonderful young man.
I mean,
he's an example of what we have that we never talk about.
Amen.
We never say, look at these kids. Look how good. Look what they do.
You know, and I love that. It's just, to me, that is just super sweet. And my mom, God rest her soul, had a 13-year-old in the neighborhood that used to help her out when there were snowstorms, never charged her a nickel.
Wow.
She gave him presents. She gave him my favorite hockey book. But that's okay. That's okay because Carla replaced it. I'm looking at it right now. Or on ice. That's exactly what it was. But it's just cool when kids do that. Okay. We got to move along here.
It is.
This is, I know you love the superhero movies.
Yes.
The soundtrack of the Captain Marvel. Female soundtrack.
Going this weekend to see the movie.
It's dominated by female rockers. And I'm not going to make you guess what they are, but this is the montage of the female rockers from the soundtrack of Captain Marvel. And some great songs. Listen and enjoy.
All hits.
I think great songs.
Great songs.
I like female rockers.
Captain Marvel set in this timeline. Like it's in the past.
Yeah, very cool.
Perfect.
I mean, you know them all, and they're great records. They really are. That's cool. I love that. That's really, really neat. So I'm not going to the movie. You're going to the movie. But
you should take
interesting
your daughter.
To hear that on the,
she might like it.
You know, might take Catherine to that, but I'd rather take her to a ball game, which normal people do. But anyway, normal people go to the Marvel
I'm going
movies.
On Sunday.
By the way, since it is Friday and this was the big story of the week, one more taste of the Gayle King R. Kelly interview and a man who obviously to me is in control.
I didn't do this stuff. This is not me, y'all. I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this. I gave y'all 30 years of my career.
Robert.
30 years of my career.
Robert.
Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man.
Okay. Well, we get that. And now, yes, go ahead.
There was a body language expert on Access Hollywood last night.
Oh, no. They're tearing him apart.
And she broke down. She's like, look. He's not taking, he doesn't want the tissue because he wants the world to see his tears. And he never looks Gayle King in the eyes because he doesn't want her to see that he's lying. Like it was all broken down.
Yeah. Wow. Welcome to the world of everybody knows everything about you, and including, ladies and gentlemen, the late night comedians who had a field day with
this. This week, Hillary Clinton said she will not run for president again. As a result, Fox News is down to 1 minute of daily programming.
R. Kelly is a very strange man. He told Gayle King, he said people were stealing all his money. So 3 weeks ago, he went to the bank said this was the first time he'd been to the bank in his life. Can you imagine? 52 years old, first time he's been to a bank. Why are these pens chained to this desk? This is not...
I believe I can...
Lie.
I believe I...
I've been buried alive.
How can I get paid?
Spread my wings and...
I flew in on a helicopter.
Yeah, so there you go.
Oh, that God. Is your audio vault, ladies and gentlemen. Another one in the can. Rofo, thanks for all the help this week. I sincerely appreciate that. And
we'll see you
next week when he goes to Arizona. Hopefully.
Next week.
Ask Charlie Burney. He's on campus today.
Charlie Burney. Show Speedwagon a thing or two.
Thank you.
Oh.
If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MichaelMarisShow.com. And remember, the TMOS bonus show. Get it, love it, like it. It helps us out. Easiest pie to order, and it's just as tasty. For Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, and Rob Ford, along with Pony Boy, Matt Bloom, and Matty Masiello, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MichaelMarisShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Don't forget to spring forward.
Daylight saving time.
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I've not yet begun to defile myself.
That's going to do it for all of us here at Channel 4 News. You stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Goodbye, duties.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.